As Chassidim are preparing for Yud Shvat, Habolinu Letoiva, the day of Kabbalah Hanasiyas of the Rebbe, so obviously the Yesoi, the foundation of the Achonais, is the letter that the Rebbe wrote before Yud Shvat, Tovshin Yud Aleph, which was the Kabbalah Hanasiyas Harishmis, the official Kabbalah Hanasiyas, as well as the first yard site of the Friedeke Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave instructions exactly how to prepare, what to do, how to do it. Like they say, there are two times that the Rebbe gave like a lengthy list of instructions. That's for Yud Shvat as well as Yom Heledes. There's a lengthy list of instructions. And one of the instructions is not so much specifically for Yud Shvat, but it's very important to do on Yud Shvat as well. And that is to write a pan to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe said to try to bring it to the oil. And if you can't get to the oil, to put it in one of the svarim of Nesidei Reinu, which that you see Bechlala, the way you could write to a Rebbe and the Rebbe receives your response is by putting it into one of his svarim. So today I want to speak a little bit about Ksivas Pan, about what does it mean to write a pan to the Rebbe. We spoke a little bit about it on Shabbos, and I want to continue in this theme today. We're going to start with a letter that the Rebbe wrote in Elul Tovshin Yud. Now I want you to know that this letter is extremely unique, because when you read the letters of that year, what you really have is mainly letters where Hasidim are pushing the Rebbe to accept the Nesiyas and doing everything they can to really, really get the Rebbe to officially accept the Nesiyas, to the extent that a lot of them already wrote to the Rebbe Gezol Gezunzain, they already referred to him as the Rebbe. And we all know the famous answer that the Rebbe wrote to Avram Pariz, where the Rebbe writes, "I'm so glad that you still refer to the Friedeke Rebbe as the Rebbe Zal Gesundheit." Now, we know that Avram Pariz was not referring to the Friedeke Rebbe. When he wrote in the letter about the Rebbe Zal Gesundheit, he was referring to our Rebbe. But the Rebbe's response is like so classic. And he says, "Yeah, I'm so glad that you're still referring, Nanesi, I have a lot of Anna, that you still refer to the Friedeke Rebbe as the Rebbe Zal Gesundheit, because the Nesidei Reinu is gesund." And the Rebbe said, "Really, you shouldn't do this to me." And you see many different answers. And then you had Chassidim that tried to guilt the Rebbe into accepting the Nesiyas. Someone wrote to the Rebbe that if you don't accept the Nesiyas, what's going to be with Lubavitch? And there's a fascinating answer, again in Igres, I think it's Chelek Dalid, where the Rebbe writes that it's not my business what's going to be with Lubavitch. The Friedeke Rebbe is the Nasi, it's his issue. And in other words, just because what the question of what's going to be in Lubavitch, you can't make so on a fake Rebbe. That was basically the Rebbe's response. The Rebbe's issue is what's going to be with Lubavitch. He'll figure it out. Because we have an issue doesn't create a solution of creating a fake Rebbe. And the Rebbe has all different responses. But this letter that we're about to learn is unique the other way. And I'm not sure, because I didn't see that what the person wrote to the Rebbe. We only see what the person response he got from the Rebbe. Now, I spent some time trying to understand the intent of the person that wrote it. And what I'm about to say is completely my own hergeshim. Because he pretty much complains to the Rebbe why the Rebbe is accepting people's letters if he's not a Rebbe. Like, what gives you the right to accept their letters? Now, I'm not sure if he was like playing reverse psychology, like saying, if you're not, in other words, I think the fact that you're accepting the letters is proof that you're Mekabel the Nesiyas. And if you're not ready to Mekabel the Nesiyas, what right do you have to accept Panim from the Chassidim? I'm not sure if that was the intent, because I don't understand why someone would complain that the Rebbe is accepting letters, panim, if the Rebbe is going to be Rebbe. And as well, the person basically says that you're, by accepting the letters, you're absolving them of their opportunity to do tshuva if they would give their letter to a real Rebbe. So the Rebbe is responding to this person that's complaining that he's accepting panim. It's a very unique complaint. Like all the other letters of that year go the other way. Please accept panim. Please become Rebbe. And this person's kvetching that the Rebbe is accepting panim. Now again, unless it was some reverse psychology going on and he's trying to compel the Rebbe, like memanavshich, if you're a Rebbe, good. If not, don't accept panim. So again, that, I don't know because I don't have access to the one that wrote the letter to the Rebbe. Now here the Rebbe responds. I have three answers for you. This is fascinating. Igris Kodesh, page Tav Chav Beis, it's a letter in Elul Tav Shin Yud. The Rebbe gives him three answers. Shai lazu tzorech lishel etzla noisnim v'lo etzli. The issue of why people are giving letters to a person that's not a Rebbe, ask the question to them and not to me. Answer number one. Like, not my issue. You have an issue why they're giving letters to me? Ah, I didn't ask them for it, to give them to me. Ask them, not me. Okay. Interesting. Number two. He says, for years, people are giving me letters to give to the Friedrich Rebbe. So you might say, oh, yeah, say love. The Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe was upstairs. A lot of people would give their pan to the Rebbe to give to the Friedrich Rebbe. So the Rebbe is saying, by me accepting the pan, I'm not doing anything different than I did the last couple of years. Right? I always took letters to the Friedrich Rebbe. So therefore, A, my acceptance of the pan is not a raya that I'm accepting the Nesias, right? Von zweiten Seite, it's not anything wrong for the chassid to do it, because chassidim did that always. They gave me letters to give to the person. Now here's the third thing. This is very, very important. B'masha maksha, you have a shayla on me. Shayideze poiters anoisin mirhurei tshuva meshvichas dmois. That by me, says the Rebbe, you write to me that if I'm accepting the letter and not making him go directly to the Rebbe, I'm taking away, I'm absolving him of a special opportunity to do tshuva. Of someone, he had hiruri tshuva, crying. Says the Rebbe, hinei loy ola al ze bedaiti. I bechlal, this is totally from left field. To me, I never thought about this. I never thought for a second that by someone giving me a letter, he's going to get off the hook. By the way, anyone that deals with the Rebbe is on the hook. There's no such thing that you deal with the Rebbe and all of a sudden you have less work to do. That doesn't happen. If you're looking for less work, the one address not to write is the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Like, that's not, because the Rebbe is very good at telling you that whatever you did until now is not enough. That's always the answer. So if you're looking for a pat on your back and someone to say, take it easy, that's not going to happen. He says, not only that, I make it very clear to the one that gives me the pan that it's no free lunch. Sometimes I'm so clear that I make them take promises, guarantees about certain inyanim that they have to do. Thank the Eibishter, says the Rebbe. Asher kvar isi peiris bepoil. I pushed saw factual results. Mekame vekame shekimu mekaimim avtachosam. Not only didn't it weaken the people's resolve to do better, because I've seen factual results of people that have fulfilled my request, continue to fulfill their promise, and adrabah, by giving me a pan, they've only strengthened their avodas Hashem. So we see clear that by the Rebbe, giving a pan, writing a pan, comes with responsibility. The Rebbe says, like, Allah ze bedaiti. It's not even a machshava that someone will give a pan and will have less hischaivos, will have less avoidas Hashem. That is bechlal, not begeder. So that has to be a general approach when it comes to ksivas pan. Now I want to turn to a letter. We'll learn two more letters about Ksivas Pan. The next one is dated Chof Dalet Menachemov Tovshin Yud Aleph. It's in Igris Koidesh, Chelek Dalet. Page Tov Chof Dalet. Says the Rebbe, Ze ato niskabu michtove michof aleph menachem ov. I got your letter on Chof Aleph Menachem Ov. Hapan ekra alatsi in HaKodesh. This says, the pan that you wrote, I will read by the Friedrich Rebbe's oil. He says, Avo nivhalti li kroy be'echod mehem. I am shocked to read in one of your letters, basically, this person was kvetching about another Yid, and the person wrote to the Rebbe that the Rebbe should daven that this Yid should be punished. That's what seems to have happened. That this person was either malshin on him kipshutai, or he felt he was malshin, or he was bothering him. So he's basically davening that this Yid should be punished, and the Rebbe should advocate for the punishment of another Yid, and he wrote that in his pan. So look what the Rebbe writes. Avderuv dav menach das ir nutzin. This is what you're using your chance to write to the Rebbe for. This is what you're using to punish, to think of punishing another Yid. Listen to this. This is the next two lines are Himmeldik. Unach mer even more. Zulib dem zochak muchad morzich upreisen fun Gan Eden. Because of this, you want to free the Rebbe to leave his place in Gan Eden. Una vekein in Beizin Shalmaila Betin, and to go to Beizin Shalmaila to intercede on your behalf, as that this person should be punished. Gevald Rebbe, whoever he was writing, Rebbe, are you out of your mind? In other words, when the Rebbe reads a pan for you, the Rebbe is saying, he's making the Friedrich Rebbe come down from Gan Eden and intercede on your behalf in Beis and Shalmaila. This is what's going on. You want that tircha, to that the Friedrich Rebbe should come and betzich ois for you, that another Yid should be punished. That's what we're being matriach the Friedrich Rebbe for. Gewalt! Like the Rebbe said, I'm shocked. It's crazy. Just think about that. In other words, a pan is a serious thing. You're literally asking the Rebbe to daven on your behalf. So for what? Just think about what you're asking for when you write the pan. Next letter. And this letter we discussed briefly on Shabbos. The Rebbe writes to a Yid. It's dated Chof Zayin Sivan Tovshin Yud Aleph. Shalim Uvrachan. Here's the story again behind this letter. Where the person wrote a letter to the Rebbe that he has a son that's sick, and he's asking that the Rebbe should go to the oil and daven that the father's ready to take the punishment of the son on his shoulders, that the son should get better. It's like when you come late and your parents pay the knas. You ever heard of such an system where your parents get punished for your behavior? So this father was trying to figure out how to get his son to get cured. So he's asking that the Rebbe should daven that the father should take upon himself the yisurim of the son. Says the Rebbe, Chof Zayin Sivan Tovshin Yud Aleph. Vikosh alai likre is a pan shaloi kemoi shehu. He says, it's too hard for me to read the pan the way you wrote it. This just mamash, you see klar how the Rebbe is literally explaining to someone how and what to write in a pan. Basher koisev, but you write in your letter, shabim nigzer alav ezi yisurim chas v'shalim. If chas v'shalim there's any yisurim that's supposed to come on to the son. As I mekabel, so therefore he's mekabel it. Says the Rebbe, kemuvan asher ein ze nuscha klalu klal. The Rebbe bolds the word klalu klal. This is bechlal not something you write in a pan. This is not something we talk about. Ve'ein ze nachoy. Not only does you don't write it, it's pashut wrong. Shemaskol bibakoshes loyder rachamim rabim. You're writing on a loyder rachamim rabim. It's not just a nusach. Think about what you're saying. You're asking that the rabbeim lomaila should be moider for you. Rachamim rabim, great mercy. Asher rachamim rabim mevatli mesay yisurim. If you believe that it's rachamim rabim, if you're able to attain or able to access rachamim rabim, so that takes care of all the yisurim. Don't get into negotiations. Don't get into the whole story. Maybe I'll take it, someone else will take it. Says the Rebbe, therefore, I'm going to read your pan, but I'm telling you now, I am not reading these lines. I want to hear good news about your son. In other words, the Rebbe is saying, when you write to the Rebbe, and you believe that you're able to open up the unlimited channels, you're able to reach the highest thing. And I heard a Geshmak HaMais, my father said, he heard from Rabbi Groner years ago, that one time he came to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was speaking. And so to speak, the Rebbe was talking to himself. And the Rebbe said, Yetz is by mir klor azach. But now I finally understood something. Ki'ilu, the Rebbe is speaking it loud, and he is allowing Rabbi Groner to hear, but obviously it was something that that he was supposed to hear. And he was praying, this is years ago, and this is what he said that he heard from the Rebbe. Again, this is I heard it from my father, who says he heard it from Rabbi Groner, who says he heard it from the Rebbe. I don't know, but a good vart it is regardless. But he says, we find a pele de gezach in Chumash. And that is that Rachel has no children. She's officially the beloved wife of Yaakov Avinu. And Hanish can kinder. She's obviously very, very disturbed about that. She wants children. She sees her sisters, one after another, they're having children. So, Epes Levziton. So she comes to Yaakov Avinu, and she basically tells him, let's go, come on, do something for me. Daven for me. Let's have children. And Yaakov gets very upset. Vayicharav Yaakov b'Rochel. He pushes, yells at her. He says, "Asachas alikim anoichi, Hashemoni mimeich privoten." He says, "Why was Yaakov so upset?" Heravort. He says, "Not that she said havali bonim. Not that she said Reb, you're a Rebbe, give me a kinder." So the fact that she even said "Vim ayin meisa noichi," says, if you're coming to a Rebbe, how could there be an option of im ayin? The moment you say v'im ayin, in other words, you're coming to the Rebbe, and you're saying, but maybe not. If it doesn't work out, then I'll be in trouble. There can't be im ayin. The Rebbe said aloud, as mekum tzum Rebben, there can't be v'im ayin. There can't be a machshava that there's an option of ayin. In other words, if you're accessing the rachamim rabin, so then there's no move the machla to somebody else. No machla. In other words, if you're ready to access, you're ready to be mekabel. And the way to be mekabel, obviously, is by, first of all, thinking about what you're writing, and writing it properly, and writing only the things that should be written, and obviously coming with achlotis toivis bepoyel mamish. When you have that mindset, and you have that approach, and you actually do it, so then there's no reason to think that there's a no, there's no vim ayin, and there's no reason to think of chalifin, no reason to think that it should go to anyone else. And therefore, as we come Yud Shvat, Shreib Tzim Rebben, so then, obviously, this is something we take serious, we take the time, it's not just chap, plop, and rap, and go, we do it right, and Amir Tashem will be mekabel, the Rachmim Rabbi.